Circle City.
Good morning, Federationists. I trust you guys enjoyed yourself last night and hope you didn't wipe too many tears off your eyes as a chapter, Circle City chapter, took the trophy home again. Yeah, it's always a great time and great fun. as we try to raise funds for the Federation. And prior to giving this report from the Circle City chapter, I'd like to have a door prize.
Oh, we like giving out door prizes.
And with that door prize, I'd like to add $20 to that.
Ooh, all right.
Simply because I really had a cheap date last night. But
yeah, you kind of did. Yeah, you
winning
did.
Winning that basket for $6.
You got off
I feel
easy.
Bad, you know? And
yeah.
I still feel bad.
All
so
right.
I just thought I'd go ahead and add $20 to a door
awesome,
prize.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we have one Christmas present left, and we're going to put a candle in that bag, too, and at least $20. And who are we going to give that to?
It's going to go to Chris Maluski.
All right, and here's the $20.
Chris here.
Anybody want to grab it?
Okay.
I'm coming. Okay.
Oh, no, we got it.
Yeah, LaRon got it.
I think I should give another one away since I got this one. Really fast. I'll do it really fast. Okay, we got some popcorn left and some body wash, and we'll throw in one of these cups, and who are we going to give it to, Tony? And $5.
How about Latrice Jetter?
I don't think, is Latrice in the room? Okay.
Shake it up, Tony.
Shake it up, Tony.
How about Ronald Byrd?
Ronald Byrd in the room?
I think he flew back to Kentucky.
Okay, draw one, pick it out, since he's not here. Yeah, he left, so who else you got?
How about, we got a Mike Williams.
Who? Oh, okay. They must be in the pool this morning. Okay.
I know this one's here. Corey Wills.
Oh, Corey's here.
He's up here.
Okay. All righty. All right. Okay. You want me to use the gavel? All right. I feel privileged. I'm going to use it. All right. Now, I feel privileged. The president told me to use the gavel. Okay. Here come the judge. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to keep mind of a checkout time, as Joy says. Okay, so we'll stay keep this in brief. But the Circle City chapter, we've been growing this year, and we meet at 3737 North Meridian Street in Indianapolis, Indiana, on the second floor on the first Saturday of each month. We have changed our meeting date because we want to be more inclusive as a city in Indianapolis, because we are fortunate enough to have two chapters in the city of Indianapolis. And the Indianapolis chapter, they meet on the second Saturday. So we went to the first Saturday. And that way, if someone's coming into town and they want to visit, if they're on the first Saturday, they have the option of going to us, and on the second Saturday going to the Indianapolis chapter, and vice versa. And we want to encourage you to encourage people to do that, because we all are working toward the same mission and the same goals under the offices of the National Federation of the Blind. We also have been growing this year. We've added a second vice president to our board, which is Elder Enrique Elaine. and he's doing a great job. We have Florence Myers McSwine, and she's the she's the vice president. She's doing also a multitude of tasks, as you guys know, with membership. And so our chapter is growing. Last month we had, 4 new members join. And we're getting there. Everyone has received their TGR. What does that stand for? And what it comes on? Our coins. Anybody got a coin here today? So people brought their coins today. Okay. Well, that's too many of y'all. I thought maybe one of y'all would bring a coin. But anyhow, we want to thank you for bringing your coins and keeping them on you, because we did some celebrations with ours. Also, we took the opportunity to do an Indianapolis seminar, since most of our people aren't able to attend the Washington seminar. And we went to our congressman's office as a group. We had 11 individuals that went that day, and they were all versed on the topics. And we got there, and we were basically going there to support the merchants, to support the ATAA, and other issues that we have on the table with the National Federation of the Blind. And they were very intrigued, as we spoke earlier yesterday about it. So that was very important with us, and it took about a month of communicating with the Carson's staff in Indianapolis and D.C. And finally, after a number of years, and we do mean years, don't we, mean President Brown, that we got him to sign on to the two legislative issues that we have. So we want to thank him and his office for doing that. So as we grow, we're trying to go ahead and get this over with real fast, I guess. So we'll go ahead and, Florence, we'll talk a little bit about the NFB Newsline. The NFB, Angel Child, you say? Okay. Florence, you want to talk about Angel Child?
Okay. Now, just a little bit of information about Angel Child. Angel Child is a gifting service award. It's actually a banquet that we have every year where we assist people in the community at Christmas time. We usually assist by giving these families in need a $250 gift card to assist them during the holiday season. They can use it for the children, or they can use it for a bill. It doesn't matter. Whichever way that we can assist, that's what we do. And we've been having Angel Child now, and this is the 16th year, and it's been going well, and it's been going strong, and it is a great, to me, it's a great opportunity for us to give back to the community, because a lot of times they see us as the blind as a hand out, and we don't want them to see us as that. We want them to see us as giving a hand up. And so that's one of the things that we do every year. It's called Angel Child, and we're going to talk a little bit now about Newsline.
Yeah.
Okay. We have several families.
When
it's going to be? It's the first Saturday. It is the first Saturday in December, so it's December 7th. It's going to be held at the Speedway Moose Lodge in Indianapolis. Okay, from 4 p.m. And usually it's over by 7 or 8 p.m. But it usually does not run long at all. We just assist the families, and we have dinner. We have a great time at Angel Child.
And with mentioning Angel Child, the inception of it was with the Circle City chapter, and I think it was under the tutelage of Jean Brown at the time. And we just want to thank her, because we have a continued effort with the Angel Child. And I know that Indianapolis is doing some things as well. But this year, as Florence indicated, it will be on the first Saturday. We also have a lot of donations coming in this year from families that attended last year that were so moved. We had one family that was so moved about by it that they donated $1,000 to Angel Child this year. So that enabled us to serve another four families. So we're also, if you got any families that you know of, please contact myself or Florence, and we will review those and make sure that we can try to get those families in for Angel Child, because we know that it comes from the Federation Families suggestion. So if you know of any families that qualify, we used to do this just for blind families or families that have some blindness in it, whether it's the parents or the children. So now we've kind of extended ourselves out from that, because like as Florence said, we want to give a hand up outside the blind community. And so we're now with Elder Enrique Lane and some of his outreaching. We're looking for several Spanish families, and as we do with Bridging Gaps of Visible Differences, as Dr. Jernigan would say. So those are some of the things and some of the advancements that we come along with the Angel Child Gifting and Service Award Banquet. And so this year, the Service Award recipient will be Deanna Austin from the Veterans Administration. So, and the Johnette Harrington Award has not been determined yet. So those are things that we're offering. And please come out. We always have a good time and great food, and we will have some veterans there as well this year. With the NFB Newsline, our current balance of NFB Newsline is $3,900.31. And what we've been doing with NFB Newsline, there's been in Indiana, take this gum out of my mouth. In Indiana, we've got 1,578 people on Newsline right now. We have different entities that work along with us here in Indiana, such as the Will Center in Terre Haute with Danny Wayne Beamer, Bosma Enterprises. They assist us a lot with their students and the seniors that come into the 101 program that they have there. So Kirk Dykeman and James Michaels and that crew over there has been very well with Newsline. We get a number of sign-ups through Newsline from going out into the community. We go to different agencies. We work with the CILs as much as we can, because many of you don't know about CILs, they kind of lack a little bit, and they need our help, really. So, so they have people in CILs that know nothing about blindness, but they're trying to learn about blindness when they can hire a blind person to do those jobs and make sure that our blind citizens are properly attended to. So we do those, and every 1.55 minutes, so that's almost every 2 minutes, we have someone calling in and accessing the services of Newsline in Indiana. And that's pretty good return. Now, with our budget, we've been very successful here in the state of Indiana with getting the funding for the Newsline. Joe Money started it some years ago, and when I first came on to Newsline, I had, followed Ron Brown, President Brown, and Joe Money around the State House. And when Joe took ill, Ron asked me, do you want to step up to the plate? And I was nervous about it, but I stepped up to the plate. And at that time, the state was wanting to take $5,000 away from already a menial budget, which was only about $33,000. So I really had to swing into action fast. So I knew a couple of people at the legislature, because I had had a lot of contact with them prior to losing my sight. And I did not think I would have to go back and do that. So President Brown and I went to the State House, and we sat there almost 2 hours waiting on the appropriation chairperson. And when he walked in his office finally, he seen me and he said, "Lee, what's going on with you? You got a cane?" I said, "Yeah, I lost my sight, Bill." It was Representative Bill Crawford. And we went back into his chambers. He brought his staff back, and he told Ron and I, he said, "I apologize because I'm late. The reason I'm late because I was at my doctor's office, and the last thing he said to me, take care of yourself, take your meds, you're diabetic, and if you don't, you can lose your sight." And then when he walked into his chambers, there was me and blind Ron Brown. Yeah, he had an epiphany. And so we demonstrated the services to him, and then his staff members were saying, "Well, how can we get that service?" I said, "Well, you want to qualify, you got to be blind." "Oh, no, we don't want that. But he stated that if he was to go blind, this was the services that he would want. And over the years, he placed me in front of the complete General Assembly to speak about Newsline. And I was so nervous. And there's one gentleman out there, one legislator that was a heckler. And why do the blind need to have newspapers? Why do we have to spend money on the blind to read newspapers? And when we finished with the presentation, we had 100% support. And okay. And it's been that way for over the last 10, 12 years. And we've raised over $1 million for Newsline here in the state of Indiana.
That's right.
So the whole caveat of it is it takes all of us to tell people about the service, word of mouth. That's why we have this year we had the grant incentive for individuals and the board came up with an idea to have two categories, and the categories were for individual members that they could get their banquet or a hotel portion of it paid, or send the money straight into the category for the state for new members. And everybody went and put their money in for new members. And we appreciate that because I know those new members appreciate having their banquet fees paid for. So I'm going to wrap it up. And I just want to say that we need each of you to consider letting other people know about the services. And we also want to give a brief talk about our what we're doing with the television show. And like we said, if you guys would take the time and share the information about not only NFB Newsline, but the works that we do in the Federation. And we have a blessing, I would say, here in Indiana, because we do things here in Indiana with the service of NFB Newsline that other states just don't do. Some other states are doing some great things, and other states are struggling with finances for their Newsline services. But here we are able to do some good things, and one of the good things that we're able to do is to have a television show, the NFB Newsline Indiana show. This show has been airing going on 3 years now, and we've spoken with a number of people. So Florence, you want to talk about some of those people that we've spoken with real quick?
Okay, now we're spoken with various people. We've spoken with legislatures. One of our shows that we recently had, for instance, this is Meet the Blind Month. So we just had a show on Meet the Blind Month. With the election coming up, we just had another show about the express vote machine, which we all will be using when we cast our votes in November. We have spoken with many legislatures. We've spoken with several of our Federationists about what we call from trials to triumphs and their walk with blindness. We have spoken with various agencies, disability agencies. We've spoken with Crossroads Rehabilitation Center and BOSMA. So we have spoken with a lot of people. So I'm going to give this back to you.
And it's very interesting because we do receive calls as from sighted members and sighted people in our community. And we had a show that recently aired gun violence and blindness. And we had a gentleman call in on our 800 number, and he was just like just so overwhelmed and wanted to really reach out and help. What could he do to help in this in our blindness community? One other thing that we have done is we've spoken on the issues of the National Federation of the Blind. We've had the merchants come on, and we received a call regarding Joy Higdon and the merchants. That was a great show. So we had an individual call in and say that he wants to support that, and he wrote a letter. He actually wrote a letter in support of the merchants to the gentleman that lives right here in Fort Wayne. Why didn't we go over and march around his place this weekend, you know? But we got a number of legislators that come onto the show, and we talk to them about parental rights, some of the hot topics that we have going on in the Federation, and it gets the information out there. So it's not just about Newsline. The commercials tell themselves. The commercials that we have are from you guys. You guys all participated in the commercial, most of you. And those of you that didn't, just hold on, because we're going to have more of you more commercials being made, and we're going to ask for you to come on to the commercials. So, Mr. President, I hope that rep give you enough information, and that wraps up our show. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, though. Right. But Newsline is doing a great job. Let's hear it for Newsline. Let's hear it for the Circle City chapter. All good stuff going on. All good stuff in Indiana.